Bobby Emmons. Music and memories.
Mockingbird Heights, Henry J. Fergosi, and the Transylvanians right here on WIBG. Hey guys, it's guest time. We have a great guest from one of my favorite TV shows of all time. He also happens to be one of my favorite singers of all time. Here he is, Butch Patrick, Eddie Munster. How's it going, Butch?
Well, I don't know about the singing part, but thank you for the introduction.
Well, we just may have to get to one of your singing endeavors a little bit later in the program. I want to mention that Butch is going to be part of the Chiller Theater Convention taking place April 30th through May 1st at the Parsippany Hilton. You definitely don't want to miss that. He's appearing there with Lonnie Anderson, Ernest Borgnine, Hal Linden, that's right, Barney Miller himself, Gary Busey, Pat Priest, who played Marilyn on the Munsters, Mike Lookinland and Susan Olsen from the Brady Bunch, and a whole lot more, so check him out at chillertheater.com. Right now, let's go back to the early days of your TV career. How did you get started in show business?
Well, you know, actually, 1961, I started with a couple of commercials. 62, I did General Hospital for the first year I was on. 63, I went over to the Real McCoys, which was trying to be resurrected after a 3 or 4 year run on another network. And then living in Illinois with my grandmother, they flew me out for the Munsters screen test. I didn't even actually have to go on an interview. I went directly to the studio. My eye teeth stuck straight out. The shorts fit, and the rest is history.
I'm sure you had to get kidded from your friends about those shorts.
Yeah, I got kidded, all right. It was like they also like hooked on the side, so if you ever had to go to the bathroom really fast, you were in big trouble.
And what about Wolf Wolf? I'm sure all that got you teased heartily at school. Huh?
Kids can actually be cruel, but the point is, it wasn't not really cruel. I would have been making fun of someone coming back to school myself. But after you weathered the first wave, everything was good, and being Eddie Munster has been nothing but a godsend.
Butch, do you have a favorite Munsters episode? One of my favorites was always Zombo.
You know, that's funny because that's one of my two favorites, Zombo with Louie and I, you know. Yes, you, Eddie Munster. I like that. I like also Eddie's nickname where I grew a beard because we had Paul Lynn as Dr. Dudley. And anytime Dr. Dudley was, a family visit to the MD was always hilarious.
Yeah, I thought Paul Lynn was one of the best extra actors they had on the show. He always did a great job.
Well, he was a reoccurring role, which was really nice, and we had such great guest stars. You know, we had Don Rickles, we had Jesse White, we had Frank Gorshin. I mean, the list goes on and on. We were really blessed with good writing, a great ensemble cast, and on paper, you know, who would have thought the Frankenstein and Dracula living next door could be likable, lovable, and friendly? But it turned out so well because it was so over the top. It's one of a kind. To this day, it's unique.
That's definitely an understatement.
The thing is the Munsters on paper. I mean, I just went out there to do it because, you know, I'm just a kid and my agent said be there. But on paper, I was like, what's going on here with Frankenstein's my dad and Dracula's my grandfather? And yet, immediately, it wasn't Frankenstein. It was Herman Munster, the lovable character. So it goes to show you how good an actor Fred Gwynne and Al Lewis and Yvonne DiCarlo, for that matter, everybody really turned what could have been a very hokey situation into a very lovable, friendly family show.
You know, Butch, I think for any kid growing up in the 60s, it was like heaven to have the Addams Family and the Munsters. And I know you said it was the shows were kind of hokey, but there was something feel-good about those shows, some great family values, and overall just some tremendous TV.
Yeah, I mean, it looked hokey, but it became really cool. And the neatest part for me was this kid being 11 or 12 years old. I mean, my father was a professional baseball player, so I'm hanging out at the ballpark on the weekends, which is really cool. Then I go to work at the Munsters, and I have Universal Studios as my own private little go investigate when you're not working, you know, and, you know, like some kids like to go, you know, investigate like a construction site. Well, I had the ultimate construction site, you know, movies, actors, stars, and being Eddie Munster, I could come and go as I please. So I really had what I consider to be the best probably 2 years, 11 and 12, of any kid in the world.
Well, that's great. I know a lot of child actors definitely cannot say that, and it's definitely a great testament to you and your family.
Yeah, and it's very much a family situation. My mom was, you know, I think half the work I got was because of my mom, and we were a team effort, and I never took it too seriously. I never really thought I was going to be an actor. I was just a kid who could act.
Well, but you definitely had a great cast on the Munsters. I had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing Al Lewis a couple of times and Pat Priest as well, and Al could definitely be a character, that's for sure.
Wait a minute, I think it's... Yeah, Butch, you think you know, but you don't know, but you think you know. Butch, stop it, Butch. Oh, is that Al?
Sounds pretty much like him. Okay, Butch, let's move up to the late 60s, early 70s. You started recording some records at that point. How did that all come about?
Well, the summer of 1971, I turned 18. I did a show called Lidsville for Sid and Marty Croft, who had just produced H&R Puffin Stuff and the Bugaloos, and this was their third effort. So Sugarloaf's producer contacted my mom, who was my agent, about doing a record, and they decided that Bobby Sherman had just been let go by Metro Media Records, and they decided they wanted a David Cassidy situation, so they chose me to try to pursue that. And I told them, I do not sing. I'm not a singer, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to sing, never want to sing. They go, it doesn't matter. You know, you can lip sync, can't you? So I was the original Munster Manili. I lip sync, but at least I admitted it up front. We did American Bandstand, had two songs, I Want Sugar, I-O-I-O. I actually headlined over Loggins and Messina in 1972 for American Bandstand. If you think that's just going to show you how crazy the music business can be.
Well, that's for sure. Let's give that great tune a listen, I Want Sugar. Butch Patrick, a.k.a. Eddie Munster, right here on WIBG.
Just a taste of honey.
I want sugar all the time. It's yours and mine. If we can get it together, we can have our cake and eat it too. Me and you, forever and ever, sugar. I won't take the bitter with the sweet. Your life can be.
I want sugar all the time. It's yours and mine. If we can get it together, we can have our.
I Want Sugar. Hey, I bet you didn't even know that Eddie Munster could sing. That's right. Butch Patrick is my very special guest, and Butch is going to be appearing along with Ernest Borgnine, Lonnie Anderson, Hal Linden, Gary Busey, Pat Priest, that's right, Marilyn Munster, and lots, lots more at the Parsippany Hilton, April 29th through May 1st. And check him out at chillertheater.com. And Eddie, speaking of you, I'm sure you have a website where people can find out more about you. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, and I do answer to Eddie, but that's okay. That's the joke. I answer a lot of other things, but Eddie and Butch are the best ones. Eddie Munster or Butch Patrick, you can go to bp@munsters.com is my personal email, and munsters.com. Plus, there's a lot of other activities. I have a book, Butch Patrick, a.k.a. Eddie Munster, or Eddie Munster, a.k.a. Butch Patrick. And watch out for a new show coming out called Life's a Butch, which is kind of a show about what I do and doing right now, about the exciting and fun people that I meet and have a chance to be around.
I can't believe it. Did I really call you Eddie before? I didn't mean to.
Hey, I answered to it.
Well, Butch, thanks for spending some time with us here on WIBG. We definitely appreciate it.
Let me read your shirt for a second. Hey, it says the boss is back at WIBBA by B Edge 94.3, the greatest hits from the 60s and 70s, which were the decades that count.
That is for sure. Butch Patrick, Eddie Munster, everybody. And we want to thank Eddie, or Butch, for stopping by WIBG.
WIBG, Radio Morgan.